joining us now on the Morongo Casino Resort Hotline.
Who the ill?
From my one of my favorite places to go for, maybe my absolute favorite place to go for draft when I'm looking at prospects, etc.
No,
I think it is. Hmm. I link to it through Twitter, and you get, especially if I have 5 to 7 minutes to sit through the whole video, but they break it down.
You got time to watch the miniseries.
Jonathan Givony, ladies and gentlemen, who came on the show last week or the week before. Appreciate you coming back, brother.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So, Porzingis, boy, that seems to be the talk of the town, and his workouts have really impressed, but Darko impressed a lot of people, too, I remember back in the day, and that didn't turn out well. The Lakers, it looks like, if Towns is gone, can go big, Okafor, Porzingis, or small, D'Angelo, Russell, or Moutier. What are your thoughts on Porzingis?
His workout was unbelievable, that's true, but let's remember that this guy was playing in the number one league in the world outside the NBA this year. He's playing in Seville. He played 22 minutes a game. He had some phenomenal performances against the likes of Barcelona, Real Madrid. His team also played in the Euro Cup, which is a very strong competition. So NBA teams have scouted this guy extensively the last few years. This is not some, you know, workout guy that just popped out of nowhere and just wowed someone going up against a bunch of cones. This is a legitimate player, and I think that if he goes in the top five, it's not going to surprise anybody, and I think it'll be well-deserved as well because he's 7 feet tall. He's a freak athlete like we all saw in the videos on Draft Express, and he can absolutely shoot the heck out of it. So, I mean, it's hard to find guys like that.
Well, so considering all that, and without the kind of like fear of drafting a little bit more of the unknown, you're saying he's much less unknown. He's a much more known commodity.
Mm-hmm.
Why not the top two? You know, when I think about some of the problems that Okafor may give a team, if you're looking to win championships, you know, if you're looking, then Okafor, well, now you need a rim protector. If he can't do it, we don't know. That remains to be seen, but he hasn't shown he can. You need to kind of change the way you play a little bit. He's a back-to-the-basket, post-up kind of guy. That's not exactly the way everyone plays nowadays. Why wouldn't Porzingis go two if he's a taller Dirk Nowitzki or someone like that?
My concerns with him are, one, his body. He's very, very frail, especially in the lower body. There's some concerns there about, you know, how is his frame going to hold up against NBA competition. Two is, I don't think he has a great feel for the game. He's a guy that, you know, you project him as a stretch four. Most of the stretch fours in the NBA, you can run a lot of offense through him. He's not a very good passer. That's a big problem. And third of all, he's not a very tough guy. His rebounding numbers were very poor. They've been poor in most of the levels of competition that he's played in. So I think he's going to be a guy that can really knock down shots. He's going to be good in transition. He's going to be good, you know, creating in a straight line. He's going to block some shots, but I don't see him as a superstar. And I think that if you're drafting, you know, at one or two or three, you're going to at least hope he can get there. I think he's going to be a great third, fourth option in the NBA. I don't see him as an all-star personally.
So would it make sense for the Lakers, Okafor, maybe a superstar, you're saying?
I think Okafor has much higher upside than Porzingis does.
Okay, so
of his skill level, his offensive ability.
But if he's something less than a superstar, if he's just, let's say, an all-star, which you can find in free agency every year, you can find multiple all-stars changing teams and stuff, why not trade down in the draft, as some have thought, and pick up a guy like Porzingis and something else? Would that make sense for the Lakers?
It depends on the offer. If you're getting a great offer, then sure. But the only problem here is that the other 29 teams in the draft, they have scouts too. They have huge front offices, and they know exactly what the value of the pick is. And so I don't think that anybody's going to be offering, you know, a lottery pick next year and, you know, a really high pick this year to get him. It might happen. You never know, you know. But
I'll give you the second, the 27th, and the 34th for the 5th and the something else in the top 20. You know, something like that, Marcellus. You know what I mean? Maybe. Marcellus.
I would be surprised.
Was that a question? That was a tee-up?
Yeah.
That was kind of raggedy. We're talking to JG at Draft Express on Twitter. JG, looking at the Lakers situation.
JG, huh?
Yeah, that's why I call my boy Jeff Graham. Shout out to JG. if you look at it, Jonathan, from the Lakers' point of view, this is a risk-averse move. We see it a lot in pro sports where you just got to cover your butt. You got to go out there and get as much upside as you can, but at the same time, not reach for it. With that said, is it just all signs pointing to Okafor, or is there someone else who fits that criteria?
My understanding is that all signs are pointing to Okafor right now in Los Angeles, yes. I haven't heard. I know that they're going to be exploring all the other options. They're going to bring in, you know, they brought in Moutier. He did not have a good workout. They're hoping to bring him back. They're going to bring in D'Angelo Russell. You know, they're going to look at, I mean, if they could get Mario Hezonja in for a workout, they would, but they can't because he's going to be playing until after the NBA draft. You know, Hezonja is the guy that I would actually really strongly be looking at if I were drafting in the top three. And nobody's talking about him, which I think is a huge.
Let's hear more about him. Can you talk to us more about him?
Well, he's 6'9". He's extremely athletic.
Who are we talking
about
now?
He's one of the best shooters in this draft. I mean, he's people look at him. Scouts that I really trust say this guy is the more athletic Klay Thompson.
Who are we talking about? Wait, who are we talking about? Jonathan Givony of Draft Express. Who are we talking about?
Mario Hezonja.
Oh, Hezonja.
The Croatian,
okay.
He's kind of the forgotten man right now because he's playing in Barcelona. And he's still in the playoffs. They're in the finals right now. They're about to start their series against Real Madrid. And so if he did a workout like Porzingis did on Friday in Vegas, everybody would be going crazy about him right now in the same exact way.
You think Philly might take him at three?
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Seems to me that so many of these teams, especially the not-so-good teams, are risk-averse in this situation. In other words, even if their data told them that Porzingis or someone else was better than Okafor. Something tells me, Jonathan, they just wouldn't do it because they'd have to deal with the fan base. If it didn't work out, you know, there's more downside for them. If Okafor doesn't work out, look, everyone thought he was going to be good at least. It didn't work out, or someone else turned out to be even better, but it just seems like the safer pick. How much of the Okafor pick is risk aversion?
I think there's a degree of that, but I do think that we're underselling Okafor here a little bit. I think Okafor is pretty good. You know, I would be pretty happy drafting him at number two. Honestly, the guy is 6'11". He has a 7'5" wingspan. He's 19 years old, and he can really, really score the ball. And he's on top of that, he's a great offensive rebounder. He's an awesome kid. He works his butt off. I think he's going to be okay. You know, I honestly wouldn't have a problem drafting him at number two if I were a Laker fan.
I don't know, but like I could hear even in your voice, you want to say more than that. It feels like your impulse, Jonathan, is to say.
Are you really going there?
No, I do. It sounds like he wants to say he can be a, but you can't get your mouth to say the word superstar. You can't get, like, so there's something in you that just looks at Okafor and sees what I'm saying, a high basement, but a somewhat limited ceiling. And what I'm saying is, damn it, I want to roll the dice and get the highest possible upside. Who would that guy be at number two? Highest upside.
His biggest problem is that he's not Karl Anthony Towns. And that's the unfortunate thing, is that you're sitting at number two. But let's remember where the Lakers started the process. At number four. So you have to be happy getting the guy
Don't tell me what I have to be. Listen, Jonathan Givony, just tell me who has the highest upside at number two. Forget about the basement. Highest
Mario
upside.
Mario Hezonja.
Hezonja.
Highest upside.
That's who
two,
I'm saying now. Now I'm on Hezonja. I'm on Hezonja. I'm off. Everyone
Boy,
else is
you're
on Hezonja.
You're flip-flopping. Continue.
That's right. I'm flipping and flopping. Jonathan Givony just said that Hezonja has the highest upside. That's what I'm interested in. Upside. Why not? Jonathan, you got a chance to get a great player. Why settle for a very good player? These guys are available every year. The great ones are hard to get. I want a great one. Hezonja. Why Hezonja? Because he's a bigger Klay Thompson?
Because he can shoot it. I mean, we're watching the NBA Finals here. These teams are just jacking threes. Half of your shots now are three-pointers. You have to have that on the court. And this guy, he'll shoot 23s a game if you let him, and he might make half of them. So there's a lot of value to that right now.
And he's a 3-and-D?
He can guard, absolutely. He can guard, yes.
We're talking to
Hezonja!
Shut up. Jonathan Givony at Draft Express on Twitter. I got a question for you, big dog. Looking at the final series right now, we saw last night, 6'9 was the tallest guy on the court. Both teams playing small ball. How has that affected what you've heard about these talents out there, if any effect at all?
I think it's definitely changing the way people are looking at the draft. You know, like you said, Tristan Thompson is the biggest player out on the court. Draymond Green is out there for the Warriors playing center, you know, most of the game. I think it's definitely changing the way that teams are looking at the draft. And I think that's going to help players like a Stanley Johnson, you know, who played the two in college. He's going to be a four quite a bit in the NBA.
I think that
absolutely that we're looking at some very interesting guys in this draft who are, you know, going to move positions around and do a lot different than they did in college.
I like Stanley Johnson, but not as much as this Hezonja guy that you keep talking. Listen, let me tell you something, Jonathan Givony. Now we're on Hezonja. You see what I mean? Now you got us on Hezonja, and you need to come and join us next week at our draft extravaganza, the Max and Marcellus draft extravaganza show. You going to come on or what?
I'll be there.
There it is. At Draft Express. I'm telling you, if you're not up on these guys, most of you have seen Draft Express because you link to it or you Google something and it comes up. This is like my go-to site when I want to get my, you know, info on a prospect and really get some analysis. At Draft Express, the great Jonathan Givony, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks,
you say
man.
That about every single draft guy we got on.
No, I don't say that about every guy.
You say all
I
of them.
I do not.
How many sites you go on?
Draft Express is my go-to.
That's your go-to?
That's my go-to.
What's your go-3? What's your go-1?
I don't know, but that's my go-to. My go-1 and 2 is Draft Express.
Sure.
That's, yes, it is.
I love
that
you.
That was on the Morongo Casino Resort hotline. Whoever the number 2 pick is, though, he should not expect a warm welcome from Kobe Bryant. We'll get into it, Max
really?
Marcellus, ESPN LA.